ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I'm Peter Martin, host of The Economy Stupid, where we find economics in relationships.
She only wants a man if he's really, really good.
In the Reserve Bank board.
I knew. Everybody on the board knew recession was coming.
And in food.
It's about the cup of diesels required through the life cycle to get that chicken patty on your burger.
The Economy Stupid. Search for The Economy Stupid on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kimberley in northwestern Australia is extremely beautiful and extremely remote. It's the kind of area where if you're travelling through, you make sure you've got plenty of fuel and food and water and a good old-fashioned paper map. So it was surprising to hear that the Kimberley is the proposed location for Australia's biggest new AI factory. Today, I want to find out how, when, and why this is happening, and what does this mean for other remote corners of our continent. This is Lab Notes from ABC Radio National. I'm Jonathan Webb, and today I'm joined by Jess Baker, a Kimberley-based ABC rural reporter dialing in from Kununurra. Hi, Jess.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, it strikes me that AI is quickly becoming part of our everyday, but we don't tend to think about the infrastructure, about what's happening in the back end when we punch in these queries, let alone where that stuff is happening in the back end.
Yeah, definitely. I know that AI is used widespread across the country. We will go to our ChatGPT app, we'll type in a question, we'll get a recipe, but we don't often think about how that system has worked out, what kind of recipe it wants to present us. It's not something we think about, but I think it's something we might be thinking about a little bit more in the future as these data centers continue to pop up.
And it's the question of where the little query that we put in is being processed, but also all of the digital effort that has to be done to build the system that answers that query. And I think that's what's possibly going to happen in your part of the world. Can you explain to me what this project is and what it's for? It sounds like the scale is kind of extraordinary.
The scale is massive. So the project is called Project Meridian. And you're right, it could be Australia's biggest data centre if it goes ahead. That's an if at this stage. Plans are underway for it to be built in WA's remote far north on Gurindjeri country, which is south of Broome in the Kimberley. Jop van Hartem is the CEO of Gingira Energy, which is the company behind the project. And he's described this project as an AI factory. So it would be used to support those large-scale artificial intelligence or AI training of systems like ChatGPT, which we've mentioned, as well as Claude and Gemini and Copilot as well, which many people would be familiar with or use day-to-day. So this data center would train or teach AI models by feeding it data sets. The main customers would likely be in Southeast Asia, in Singapore, for instance, because there are many large companies in Singapore, but land for these kinds of data centres is harder to come by than here in Australia.
Okay, so the main clients would be across the sea in Singapore. So do we need additional great big data cables to take the shortest route to those clients in Singapore?
Yeah, my understanding is a new fibre optic cable would have to be established below the water. So that's a concept that blows my mind, but we are very close here in the Kimberley to Southeast Asia. So apparently that's possible and you can get that information very quickly to Singapore and back again via that fibre optic cable.
The project is set to deliver 250 megawatts of IT capacity. What does that mean and how does it compare to the data centres that we already have around the country?
Yeah, so Australia currently has 250 data centres or more than at this stage, and those data centres typically range in size from 5 to 10 megawatts. That's according to the WA Climate Council. So just the first phase of this project actually is planned to deliver 240 megawatts of IT capacity.
That's a lot bigger.
So yeah, that is 24 times bigger than typical data centres we're seeing today.
So potentially the country's biggest data centre to be located in the remote Kimberley. How is it going to run? What sort of energy and other resources does it need?
There'll be fields of solar panels and wind turbines as well, which anyone driving along that Great Northern Highway might be able to see. Mm-hmm. There will need to be some natural gas used as well. But he said a high percentage of the project would be powered by renewable energy, and the use of natural gas, they'll try and keep it to minimal amounts.
Okay. That sounds like a good thing to say, but not very specific numbers-wise, but obviously renewable energy is one of the things that's attractive about building this sort of thing in Australia. What about water usage? Because there is a lot of concern about how much water is being used already and will be used as we expand AI infrastructure like this.
So many data centres today use a system called evaporative cooling, and this facility would use a closed loop system, which would essentially recirculate the same water. An amount of water would be fed to the facility to begin with, and that water would be used over and over to cool the facility. But again, it's early stages and we don't really know the specifics. That is what the proponent is saying at this time.
Right. Yeah. And I gather that closed loop type of cooling reduces the amount of water that you use by a lot, by like, you know, 70 up to 75%, but it doesn't eliminate it. It's not like it can completely keep using the same batch of water for the life
exactly,
of the
yes.
centre. So it is something that will have to be factored in. Now, do you have a sense of how much land is going to be needed for this plan?
Yeah, the project is underpinned by an Indigenous land use agreement, which covers a massive area of 30,000 square kilometres. But the proponent has said that only about 1% of this area, or 275 square kilometres, is currently designated for proposed development.
Right. Okay. And what's the reaction been like? Northwest WA is no stranger to large construction and infrastructure projects. It's also full of beautiful remote country. What's the reaction been in the community to the proposal?
This project is so huge, and it's going to be developed in the Kimberley, which is known for its pristine landscapes. I believe the site that has been selected for this project is mostly natural bushland, and it's about 15 kilometres from an Aboriginal community. So it's quite remote, but it is still going to impact some people. So there are some concerns.
And one would hope consultation with those communities is hopefully already underway and no doubt needs to continue.
This project has been developing for a number of years, and there has been communication between Gurradjuri people and the project proponent, and they're still very much working through that. I have spoken with the chairperson of the Gurradjuri Traditional Land Association, Thomas King, who told me that not everyone is fully supportive of this project right now, and that's just an ongoing conversation.
And what about a financial stake? Do local landholders stand to benefit from any of the profits that presumably will flow once this thing's up and running?
The proponent, Gingiera, is a joint venture between Gurradjuri Traditional Lands Association, Dutch geodata company Fugro, and Australian geoscience firm Longreach Capital Investment. So KTLA, or the Gurradjuri Traditional Lands Association chairperson, did tell me that it's rare for traditional owners to co-own such a significant project, and this being renewable based in theory aligns with Indigenous principles about minimising impacts on country and the environment. So I did say that support isn't unanimous among KTLA members, but this being a one-third partner in this project is pretty massive.
What about employment? Data centres don't need a lot of people once they're up and running, but is it while it's being built? And then in the longer term, what are the employment prospects for a facility like this?
If it's to be potentially the biggest data centre in the country, yeah, it's going to require many people to get that up and running. Once it is up and running, I understand it will be pretty self-sufficient, but Gingiera Energy wants to work with Gurradjuri people and employ local people to look after the data centre.
Do you think this is a glimpse of what's to come? Do you think remote parts of Australia like the Kimberley are increasingly going to see proposals and eventually facilities like this popping up?
It is early days and I'm no expert, but I would say it is highly likely we'll see more AI data centres of this scale in remote areas of Australia. We have the land, not only for data centres, but for the massive solar and wind projects that might be used to power the data centres as well. And demand for AI only continues to grow, but I guess we will wait and see.
I guess we will. Jess Baker, thanks very much for sharing your lab notes with me from Kununurra.
Thank you.
Jess Baker is the Kimberley-based ABC Rural reporter. This episode of Lab Notes was made on Gadigal and Menang Noongar country. It was produced by Fiona Pepper. I'm Jonathan Webb, and I'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.